What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. So, Jeffrey, do you remember for a good portion of the history of this show, when I would head out across the country in, headed to Buffalo, as I used to when my parents' family home was still my family's family home, home I grew up in, was still in Buffalo, or when I would head into the cottage in northern Michigan, I would often do the show literally from the road on the phone. Do you recall those glorious days?
I do. In fact, you even set the tone for me on afternoons if I'm having to go cover an MUS game and I'm having to drive throughout.
Yeah. So I did it like this for years. And, a few times a year I do it like this. And honestly, it's kind of crazy because it's hard to drive and talk on the phone, and that's not that hard. But then if you're reading spots, it becomes harder. And I don't know if you noticed this, the sound quality isn't that great. And so I basically have fundamentally abandoned the practice. I'll try to, if I'm in Michigan, I can be on, I can be on the microphone up there, and it sounds much like I'm in studio. Otherwise, I'll leave it to you. But for one reason or another, maybe it's in honor of, the nostalgia that came with the summer drive-in celebrations this past weekend or whatnot. I am doing the show from the road. I'm winging my way back to Memphis. Now we have someone to do the driving. So Claire is doing the driving. And we're at that point. It's a great point where you get, where you're past Chicago. You're on 57. And it's kind of an amazing sign. It says Memphis, 500 miles, right? It's right after you leave Chicago, and I think it's 500 miles. I think that's what we haven't hit it yet, but we're about to. And the thing that's astounding about that sign is there's nothing else. Like, there's nothing between that sign and Memphis. It's just like Memphis isn't 500 miles. So we're getting to that point. And so I'll be winging my way back to Memphis after having spent the week in northern Michigan. So it'll be good to be back. If there are audio issues, though, that's why. It's because I'm sitting in the driver's seat as we do this radio show. Today on the radio show, we will have Chris Harrington. I think I'll let you talk to Chris. Sound quality will be better, so Chris will join us straight up at 10 o'clock. He'll talk about the Timberwolves, among other things, in his own fair city of the Twin Cities, his alternate city headed to the Western Conference Finals, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, of course, both set. We do have lots of other things to talk about that happened in the week over the weekend of sports. But first, Jeffrey, I wanted to ask you. I looked at the judging for the both barbecue contests. Congratulations to all the winners out there. And I did see that you all won in some category. What was the category?
So we won Best Dry Rub.
That was it?
No, well, then we also won
But then you placed
tent.
In other categories.
What? Correct.
No, yeah.
We also won overall, like, Best Tent. So the decoration team, shout out to them. I believe we were 7th in pulled pork. I did not see where we ranked in ribs.
The Daily Memphian piece hadn't been updated yet, but the pulled pork wasn't in yet. I did, so I saw the dry rub. Is that dry rub ribs or is that the rub itself?
It is the rub itself, yes.
Really? The dry rub. Yeah, so you won in dry rub. Well, it's good to take home. You get a trophy, a dry rub trophy?
We got a trophy, and we get a check as well.
And a check?
Yes.
That's nice. Is it on the bank account to help defray the expenses for next year?
Yeah, maybe to cover the overrun from this year.
The bar fee. Yeah. Well, so that's my other question. Whether you are, whichever barbecue contest you happen to participate in or attend this weekend, if you were there Friday, it closed early. Did you happen to be there Friday? What was the scene? And obviously there's been a lot of God, nothing happened.
Yeah. So we were there. Friday night. And I mean, they had notified people that this was on the table as a plan. But at the time, everybody thought, okay, the weather's going to get really bad. And really, all that happened on Friday was there was some wind, but the weather never actually came. But yeah, they did kick people out. I want to say they kicked people out around 8:30 or 9.
Well, it's one of these things where whenever there is great, preparations for a storm that never comes, people tend to say, why the hell did they do that? The storm didn't even come. But you don't know. The stuff is unpredictable. I am inclined to give both contests a slack. You wouldn't really, a little bit of slack. You wouldn't want the tornadoes that hit in Kansas. There's a place called Grinnell, Kansas, where there were, fierce tornadoes over the weekend. And you just wouldn't want, tens of thousands of people to be caught out vulnerable. And so everyone's just trying to do the best they can. I don't know if you had a reaction to it, but people are just trying to do the best they can based on the information that they have. And I gather things picked up again Saturday and people had a good time.
Yeah. I'd say, a consistently, big week for everyone involved. And it seems like everyone always enjoys it. Yeah, when you're setting up and the amount of labor that goes into it, it kind of sucks. But then by the time you all get down there and you're on the river, you're like, you know what? This is why we do this.
Right. We also had, over the weekend, we had the end of the summer drive-in. Seemed like a big crowd for that. Storms, by the way, did it last night. I see from Facebook posts and whatnot that our friends in Orlando, it feels like there was some in North Mississippi were hit pretty hard in storms. Last night, but we had the closing of the summer drive-in. We had all the sports that we'll get to in a moment, and then of course you had the FBI director identifying Memphis as the murder capital of the country. And obviously, listen, we all know the problems that Memphis is having with crime. I think my only objection to this is the objection that I have all the time. It's of those who like to glory in this. Like I can't tell you how many people I know or on my Facebook page who seized on this with a sort of relish and can't wait to share the bad news. And, I just suspect a lot of those people aren't nearly as eager to share the news when it's good. But obviously we hope that there's progress made. There seems to already be pretty progress being made. It was interesting. One of the reasons I read the piece over the weekend about how across the country crime is coming down. Chicago, for example, had its the least murders in April, maybe it was, in years and years. So it's one of the reasons, honestly, sadly, is that Memphis has taken over as the per capita leader in this department, is that there's been a lot of progress across the country, honestly, since the pandemic. It's come down. It started to come down again since the pandemic. So it is true. I see some people saying, people trying to tell us it's the crime rates are lower. Both those things can be true. Can actually be improving, but not improving as fast as, let's be honest, our rival cities in this department, which are tend to be like St. Louis and Chicago and New Orleans and those, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So busy weekend for the city of Memphis in all sorts of ways. Jeff Lee, what was the best thing you watched this weekend?
I think it was Scottie Scheffler on Saturday, the last 7-8 holes, because Game 7 was kind of a disappointment. Game 6 for the Knicks in Boston was a laugher. The hockey games were kind of laughers. I think it was Scheffler on a really tough stretch of golf. Like, he was just incredible.
I agree with you about the basketball games, which we will get to. And the hockey games, I mean, certainly for the Leafs, the only way that you would enjoy that game is if you are if you enjoy the misery of a fan base. For the Leafs to be in a game 7 against the Panthers, to lose 6-1 at home, they have now lost 6 straight game 7s. I mean, that is just. So if you enjoy misery, you could have enjoyed that. The basketball games, we'll get to them again. Neither one was particularly gripping the way they played out. The golf was gripping. Going to get to that in a moment. My personal entrant in the best thing I watched this weekend was the Preakness. Did you watch the Preakness? Have you seen the Preakness?
So
if you didn't watch it, have you seen
I've not watched it live. So Saturday was trying to figure out, okay, well, do we go to the awards ceremony? We found out we weren't top 3 in the big categories, and so everyone was kind of like, how do we feel about this? So, but we ended up going to the awards ceremony, and then Justin Moore's other band, the Neon Mooners, played, and so Aaliyah and I went to that.
Oh, that's great. So, if you have not seen the race, you go to YouTube and watch the race. It's incredible. I mean, it is and obviously the Preakness this year had a lot of luster taken away from it because the Kentucky Derby winner not in the Preakness. It was the 150th running of the Preakness. And now they're going to knock down the grandstands and stuff. It's sort of an old ratty facility. Preakness, by the way, named after the first horse to win a wager way back when. It was a horse named Preakness, which is where the race came from. And but just an unbelievable race, because journalism, and I have a rooting interest in journalism, obviously. Journalism is the favorite, the co-favorite, the closest, a pretty convincing favorite. Yeah. So was totally trapped. Totally trapped.
Yeah. Boxed in big time.
And the whole damn race is getting away from him. And then he's got to do two things. He busts through these two horses, and literally the jockeys are elbowing each other. Like, they are, it was much worse than Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, for example. It was much more physical than that. And they're elbowing each other as journalism is splitting between bumping into both horses, throwing elbows. It's just kind of wild. And then you've got the long shot that is way the hell ahead at this point. And you would think, honestly, that having had to elbow your way through between these two horses, it would take something out of you that you couldn't chase down the leader. But here comes journalism. Good day for journalism. And just it really is sort of remarkable to watch. It's just, it was easily the best thing that I saw in sports over the weekend. So shout out to journalism and horse racing.
Well, to your point, though, like, yes, it sucked that Sovereignty didn't run, but the first two legs of the Triple Crown have both been great races, like great to watch.
Yeah. What's interesting is that the Derby, while horse racing is obviously receding in significance, it feels like every year. The Derby keeps like growing in terms of, you know, interest, TV ratings, all of that. Maybe it's just like we like our ceremonial things, right? We don't really care.
I think
about
it's also
racing.
It's just become such a it's a spectacle on top of like you have the celebrity element, the pop culture element. Like I think that's a big part of it.
So anyway, that was wonderful. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. It was absolutely gripping. And it, you know, takes 2 minutes. As for Scottie Scheffler, a year after being arrested, he submits that performance. John Rahm sort of folds down the stretch, and Scottie Scheffler triumphs. He now has, since his first PGA Tour win in 22, which was in Phoenix, he has 15 wins, which is as many as Rory, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, and Xander Schauffele combined. He's obviously the best golfer in the world. Is he not, Jeffrey? Do you not?
No, he's not, clearly the best golfer in the world.
He's good for the world. Is that good for golf? It was fun actually seeing him celebrate with his kid. Like, that was sort of sweet.
Yeah, I actually think it is good for golf because what you really need in golf is, I don't think you need parity, but you need three or four big names to keep showing up. And, yeah, Rory didn't have a great tournament. But other than that, you know, Bryson was in this one. Rahm kind of, for the first time in a long time at a major, kind of showed back up. And what now you have is number one and number two have won the first two majors of the year. And now you're going to two awesome venues in the U.S. Open at Oakmont and then the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. Like, I think it sets up for a fun summer of, we kind of have the heavy hitters that are all involved.
That's a nice way to put it. Do you need a more electric personality, I guess, is my question.
I mean, his personality is going to be winning. That is it. But he started to show some emotion, you know.
There's no question,
if you're looking for excitement from him, the individual, it's not going to come from him. I mean, to me, that is kind of the thing that is, I think, that you're able to kind of go back and realize is Tiger, the way Tiger won golf tournaments was usually not that exciting. It's just Tiger was exciting.
Right.
Like, a lot of it is, you kind of realize, like, a lot of it is just his reactions to big moments. But the way Scotty goes about and plays the golf, it's the most similar to Tiger that anyone we've seen.
And then you had, and again, this is not something that anyone wants to hear about, but Rory, any of the rounds, and is catching some criticism for it, and I think probably appropriate, right? I mean, he literally evidently was just at a Formula Race one, or at a Formula One race, and was, and again, the guy has talked a lot over the years, right? Like, he has been.
Yeah, but I don't think this helped.
Yeah, but then he goes to a Formula One race. He talks about how great and accessible everybody is and how it's great for the sport. And then he comes and he doesn't talk once. They request him every single day. And
It's very coded what he's saying, though. You know, when they talk about how great it is that everyone talks, what they don't realize is it's state-owned media.
Right. How great it is that everybody's accessible through the state-owned media.
Correct.
Yeah. It's just a little weird. It's a little weird given that he was just a toast of the world, you know, like you would not think this would be a moment for him to be sour. He could still actually be basking in the Masters.
I mean, obviously he didn't play well. I think what it really boiled down to, though, is he didn't want to answer questions about his driver getting popped.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. So much for that. Onward to the NBA. We got the Knicks and the Pacers. We got the Thunder. We got the Timberwolves. Knicks I mean, these games were not gripping. There's a reason Jeffrey's pointing to golf. Knicks led 64-37 at the half. It was over. All their best players scored 20 plus points, basically. And the Celtics limped off into an uncertain future. Jaylen Brown, the latest, with reportedly a torn meniscus, partially torn meniscus. So I don't know what the... And then, of course, then the city of New York goes crazy in a way that was slightly undignified for a city that should be, don't you think? Act like you've been there before a little bit, no?
Problem is they like to poke their chest out and act like they have been there before, but the problem is they really haven't.
The city has, though. Knicks fans haven't been there in forever, but the city has. If you're in New York City, are you celebrating like you're, I mean, I get it. Listen, I'm not gonna be a killjoy. Let people have their fun. And obviously it was a massive win for the Knicks. Is the biggest story today.
I do wonder how much of it, though, is just vanquishing Boston.
Well, I think that's part of it, yes. I do. It's not, like, if they had advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by beating the Bulls, for example, a good Bulls team,
would
we have seen this, right? Probably not. Even the Heat.
Yeah. The first thought I was like the Heat, the Hawks. Like I don't think it would have been the same. I think part of it was Boston.
Well, and it's Boston, and it's a series that no one expected you to win.
Correct.
You know, maybe had you been the Boston this year, had you been or Cleveland, had you been one of the teams that everyone expected to win, you wouldn't have celebrated this. It's a little bit like when you storm the field, right?
Yeah.
This team that storms the field is the underdog, and this was a little field storming. Only it was Manhattan. Right, I mean, it was sort of the equivalent of that, and it's because you're the underdog because no one expected you to win. It's Boston. I agree with all that. I'm not going to ruin the fun. The question is, today, is the biggest story New York and what lies ahead for New York, or Boston and what lies ahead for Boston?
So I think I'm not the appropriate person to answer this because I think what is more interesting overall to the league is Boston. But I think if you're talking about the playoffs, I mean, I guess the Knicks getting to the NBA.
No, I'm talking just generally, which is more today in what the offseason is going to hold for Boston.
Well, because on top of like the decisions they have to make, how are these decisions impacted by? Well, Jason Tatum's got a ruptured Achilles, and now Jaylen Brown's got a torn meniscus.
100%. No, I think it's pretty clear that. I mean, this is how quick it can go. Like, I expected this Boston team to win at least two titles, right? This version of the Boston team to win two titles. And I suppose if Jason Tatum returns, ultimately, and they hang on to, like, is this Boston team, quote unquote, is it really just Tatum and Brown? Like, in other words, if in 2 years they win a title around Tatum and Brown, which is not impossible to imagine, right? Is that still this Boston team?
I think that's the answer. The question, though, is how much of last year's title was smart roster construction in which you were able to get Porzingis very cheaply, and then, you had Derek White, and now this year you paid everybody to try and run it back for one more.
That's a problem. It's colossally expensive.
And then on top of that, you have new ownership.
Tatum. Over under, how many more titles? I mean, the over under is going to be 0.5.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I still think I'd take the over. It feels like he could win one more. If you put it at one point.
I think the under. Championships are hard, and he is going to be coming back off an Achilles. Kevin Durant did okay. You know, whatever.
And we are getting better at Achilles than we had in the past. But it's still not. But it's still not. It's not like we are with knees now, where like a knee used to be a career ender and now it's not. I don't think we're quite there yet, but we are definitely better with Achilles than we are.
Who's going to win more titles going forward, Tatum or Jokic?
I think I'd rather bet on Jokic.
He's a better player and he's healthy.
But the other problem with Jokic is like the problem with betting on Jokic is They've not been able to build around him very well.
The problem with both these teams now, I mean, Tatum's the injury, but they're so incredibly expensive in the new NBA that.
Well, like, and like with Denver's problem, to your point about Denver's big problem is they paid two additional guys that have not lived up to what they are. Like Murray hasn't been nearly as bad as Porter. But they have three guys, and really only one is living up to his billing.
Well, what's interesting is that Boston paid everybody, right? And then they had an injury that ruined them.
Right.
But they paid everybody. They paid everybody. They kept everybody that they needed to. They paid everybody. And now an injury ruined them. So now they may not pay everybody.
Right.
And so in Boston, you've got situations where, you know, I think Porzingis makes $30 million, and then he's done. You know, he's only got one more year. But Drew Holiday, he's owed $32 million, then $34 million, then $37 million, right? Derek White, 28, 30, 32, 34. Like, so are they gonna be able to keep these guys, and do they want to keep these guys when, as long as Tatum is not healthy, next year certainly, it's not in pursuit of a title. It's one thing to pay these bills in pursuit of a title. It's another thing to do it when you know you're not going to win the title,
because you don't have Tatum. So, like, are they moving on from Porzingis? Maybe. Are they moving on from Jrue Holiday? I think maybe. But who wants Jrue Holiday at 32, 34, and 37?
Well, yeah, I think the problem is I don't think how they would prioritize who they would like to move will line up with the guys that are easiest to move.
That's funny how that works that way.
Yes, it's
that's exactly right.
Man, we got this bad asset. Why does nobody want this?
Same thing. So then Denver did the opposite. Denver's like, yeah, we don't need to pay everybody. We'll just pay, you know. And the guys they did pay, there's no question, they have two more years of Michael Porter Jr. for $79 million. And that's dead weight. You can't get someone to take that off your hands, right? Of course, you know how Chris has talked about maybe the Grizzlies could take Desmond Bane and split that money into get two useful players instead of one Desmond Bane, right?
Yep.
Well, that's obviously what the Nuggets would love to do.
Right. That is a tough transaction to execute.
But you can't. Honestly, it's easier for Bane than it is for Porter Jr.
Sure.
Because Bane is a better commodity.
Bane's not playing games with ice packs on his shoulder.
Right. He doesn't have the injury issues. He has had his own injury issues, but not nearly as severe. And so, I think the real fascination is what Boston's going to do in the future. In terms of the series, though, Knicks Pacers. The one thing I don't like about the series, I feel like anyone's going to lose to Oklahoma City, and maybe that's just me, right? But in terms of a series itself, I think Knicks Pacers. By the way, for TNT to be going out with Knicks Pacers with Reggie Miller, like this is the end. This is the end for TNT. They got Knicks and they got Pacers. Well, I think it's a great series. They're both teams are fun to watch. You got point guards on you know both teams that are fun to watch. You know Halliburton versus Brunson's terrific. Carl Anthony Towns just destroys the Pacers. He did when he was Minnesota, and he did when he was so far. With the Knicks, he has Carl Anthony Towns averages 27.8 points a game over his career against the Pacers. And by the way, you've got two teams that don't shoot a million three-pointers. If you're sick of three-pointers, just tell me who that most – like the Pacers are 21st in volume of three-pointers and the Knicks are 28th. Now, they're both good shooting. I think the Knicks are – they're both top 10 in terms of accuracy, but neither one is just like launching a million threes. I think it's a great series. Don't you think as a series it's incredibly compelling?
Yeah, I think if you say you can only watch one – and you forget about the names and everything, I think you're right. I also think another aspect of this is I've always believed Rick Carlisle's a good coach, and it feels like this is the type of series that everyone could kind of, you know, agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who's going to win. Knicks are favored, but I do not know who's going to win this series. Denver comes out.
They'll always have that first quarter, Jeff.
Yeah, they take a 12-point lead, and then after that it all collapses really at the end of the first, and then after that, you know, I mean, it's when you're emptying your bench in a game seven, that's a testament to how this one.
I mean, I know NBA games can flip quickly just because of the shooting variance. But that was about as fast as I've gone from.
Crazy.
I didn't feel great about Denver. Like, once you got the news that Gordon was at best going to be playing on a hobbled hammy, didn't feel great about it. But the way they started, you're like, okay, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, like, I talked myself into this.
And then by halfway through the second quarter, you're like, this is over.
An 18-5 run will do that. And a lot of it, you know, like, listen. Give the Nuggets credit. They did not go down like the Grizzlies did. You know, they took this to seven games, right? But when they lost, it looked very similar to how the Grizzlies did. in the sense of turnovers, and all of a sudden, you know, the Thunder are at the other end.
I totally agree with you. And I mean, I don't think the Grizzlies were going to push it to seven, but it is kind of the annoying part where all the discourse is they got swept and whatnot. It's like, they were trending to at least making it an interesting first-round series until Ja got hurt.
they would have won game three. And that is unquestionably true, and I think they had, quote-unquote, figured some things out. But what the Thunder did to the Grizzlies, and then they did it ultimately to Denver, turning 22 turnovers into 37.
And that's not really a great recipe for the T-Wolves, who like to get a little loose and casual with basketball.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I actually wondered if this enhances the significance of the old head Mike Conley in the midst of this. You know,
Eric and I talked about this. I think one of the under-discussed points of the playoffs is oftentimes, as you know, Grizzly fans, we focus on the Grizzlies, and we think the Grizzlies' inability to get the ball over, you know, get the ball in bounds and take care of the basketball was a Grizzly-centric problem. Man, watching the playoffs, it's like, it is shocking to me to watch how many teams struggle just to get the ball in.
It has been a recurring theme. Alex Caruso obviously was tremendous, including guarding Jokic. Now, it is unquestionably true that they beat the hell out of Jokic. It's just true. You know, the Thunder foul incessantly. Incessantly.
They are exceptionally physical.
And it's the old, they can't call everything, right? And they're not going to call everything.
The Thunder have a characteristic that I don't think most other teams have. Even if guys get into foul trouble, their depth allows them to kind of deal with that better.
Keep fouling.
Hey, boys, you all got six. Make them count.
Jokic, takes nine shots in elimination game. The guy is absolutely unbelievable. He is clearly the best player in the world. There's a stat floating around on social media of the various categories in which in these playoffs he ranks first, and it's like basically all of them. He's just an unbelievable basketball player. But they've surrounded him with schlock, you know. That's the problem. You know, Aaron Gordon's great. Aaron Gordon's great. Even on one hammy, he's great. And
He was gutty.
You know, yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what they do now. I suspect they'll keep Edelman as their coach, but that'll be interesting to see. And interesting to see how they try to continue to build around him. Caruso, plus 40.
Seems pretty good.
The day. Pretty good. And so you've got Minnesota and Oklahoma City, and short rest, really, for Oklahoma City. That should be an advantage for the team. I say five. They were 2-2, I think, in the regular season, though.
Yeah, the T-Wolves had a
missing from a lot of games, a lot of players from both sides, honestly, missing in a bunch of the games. It's hard to draw much from it.
Well, I mean, you and I have talked about this. It is this weird reality of the Timberwolves are 8-2 in the playoffs, and every time we've watched them, they're like, are they playing well?
Right. Yeah. I mean, what a run for the Timberwolves. You know,
I'm not trying to diminish it. I'm talking about like what I think about them as a contender. It's like, yeah, I get it. They're 8-2 in these playoffs, but you're just like, I don't know.
One of the reasons I'm thrilled to be heading back to Memphis is I can't wait to get to Raging Cajun.
Oh, my parents and Josephine went Friday.
Did they?
They did. They loved it.
And they packed up and they went to the Raging Cajun.
They packed up and went to the Raging Cajun. And
what did they get? Bartlett, right there in Bartlett, 2740 Barter Road in Bartlett, a place that I literally had been meaning to go to because I love a pool boy. Before they even contacted me about talking about them on the radio. So, yeah, do you happen to know what they got?
So, I don't know what my parents got. Josephine got the kids shrimp with fries. I got to tell you, folks, if you've got kids, that was one of the greatest value kids' meals I've ever seen in my entire life. It looked like a mountain of shrimp and french fries.
Cajun901.com, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. I was talking to the owner, Mason Jambon, who started this place in December. I think it opened. It's like a fabulous food, very wildly authentic. They bring the bread in, you know, from New Orleans. I mean, it's got everything you need with sort of a neighborhood feel to the place. And I can't wait to get there. I've been meaning to get there even before they asked me to start talking about the place on the radio. But this is, and they also have, by the way, and they had it for the first time this past Sunday, They had a real jazz brunch on Sunday with a strolling jazz trio. There's an upright bass and a horn and a banjo and a fabulous brunch. That's every Sunday.
My dad's weighed in with his order.
Oh, what did he get?
He got the roast beef po' boy. They also got gumbo to start and the crawfish etouffee.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. They got an andouille sausage po' boy. I think roast beef, the Nola roast beef, isn't that the most authentic po' boy?
I feel like that's just, like, whenever I'm down in New Orleans, it's like, if you want to eat like the locals, you get the roast beef po' boy.
Yeah, it's a real Louisiana neighborhood kind of place. Right there, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. It is the Raging Cajun. I can't wait to get there myself. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, Chris Harrington's going to join the show straight up at 10 o'clock, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, sometimes, Jeffrey, things work out perfectly. Things converge. I'm sending people to Bartlett to go to Raging Cajun, right? You heard, right? We're doing that. We're sending people to Bartlett to go to Raging Cajun. It also happens that this Saturday, for 6 hours, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, the Bartlett location, Howie is having a 60% off sale. Everything in the location. That's beautiful diamond rings, that's earrings, that's even watches, literally everything in the place, everything in the showroom for 6 hours on Saturday, 60% off. Howie Dolny does this for each store every once in a while. It's a rare opportunity. It's almost hard to believe. Like, yeah, did he mark up in order to mark down? No, no. 60% off everything in the place. It's at the Bartlett location this Saturday. And then pop on over to the Raging Cajun as well. So, Jeffrey, I have a very important NBA story that we have not discussed.
All right.
You know, people are talking about Giannis, right? A lot of Giannis, and it so happens that this week the Bucks are going to meet with Giannis and they're to discuss the future. What do you imagine is going to come out of that meeting?
I don't know. I feel like Giannis is the one player that the insiders don't seem to have, like, all the intel on. And, you know, I suspect they're probably going to say, let's move on. But if you told me Giannis is the guy that's like, you know what, I like it here, I'm going to stay here, that doesn't, like, truly shock me like it would other players.
I guess I can imagine it. But, yeah, it feels like it feels like it's in everybody's best interest, right? It feels like it's in everybody's best interest. It's funny, the deal that the morning show was talking about, that Sportsmanlike was talking about, was Mobley and Garland. They have them going to Cleveland now for Mobley and Garland. You would do that I haven't looked at the money, but you'd do that if some version of that would work for Milwaukee. You would do that in a second, wouldn't you?
I think so, because that kind of eases the pain. Like, I do know a lot of people have pointed out Houston could be the interesting option, because then Milwaukee could get their picks back, and so therefore they could kind of control their destiny. But I don't get the sense Milwaukee wants to just, like...
I think the picks back are New Orleans. Does Houston have North? I think that's New Orleans. Houston has a cupboard of stuff. If you could get Mobley and Garland, though, two guys...
But the bigger point is, I don't think Milwaukee just wants to stink.
Well, that's the thing, and they wouldn't stink. So there you go. But that's not the story I want to talk about.
Yes, of course.
Giannis was asked on social media. You remember the infamous, who's going to win, 100 men versus a humans versus a silverback gorilla.
Correct.
Or the gorilla, right? So what they told Giannis was he could pick four people from the NBA to take on said silverback. So it's not 100. It's not 100 bucks. It's not 100 NBA players. It's just Giannis and four others versus the silverback gorilla. Okay? And I want you to pay careful attention to the choice.
Yeah.
I'll go with, I think, the least controversial first. Okay?
Yep.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, I think most would agree. I mean, obviously, Steven's not in his prime fighting, but I think most would agree you're still probably wanting to take him.
Okay. Jokic. How do you feel about Jokic?
I mean, there's always the deal about Jokic of, like, you know, look at Jokic's brothers. Like, you know, I think that's a guy that's probably not afraid of a sketchy situation.
And he is used to, like...
We just saw this whole series.
He's used to being undermanned, doing it all himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's used to taking the punishment. Like, he's not the most conventionally athletic, but he's a beast, right? Like, you don't have any... I have no problem Jokic being on this team.
No, I agree.
Zubac.
Again... We're noticing a trend with Giannis.
He's going big white centers is what it's sort of an interesting thing. What does he want?
He believes in size.
I think he's going sheer mass.
Yes. He's going length, size, everything.
Well, you think Jonas is who should be on this team then by the same category? Would you want Jonas on your team? You only got five. Would you want Jonas on the team?
I think because if you're taking Steven and Zubac and Jokic, like, then he starts to get redundant, because then, as you point out, he's going to take some young blood in here.
Do you want, like, Ant? Like, do you want some mix-it-up skill set? Like, a little diversity of talent?
I think he has a very clear strategy of we are taking
overwhelm.
Yes.
Well, and that brings me to the final choice. I was surprised. Were you surprised?
I mean, a little, only in the sense of I don't know how much these guys, like, they don't really overlap a ton, but based on what he's picking, no. Like, when you look at his roster, this guy fits his roster.
His final choice, again, it's Giannis, Steven Adams, Jokic, Subats, and our own Zach Edey. Zach Edey, he picks the rookie. He picks the rookie as his last choice, and he's going to take on the silverback gorilla.
I mean, he's not worried about the gorilla pulling Zach Alf away from the basket.
He is not worried about the – that's true. He's not worried about the gorilla pulling
and,
Zach.
In fairness, the gorilla's not going to have a roll any or have any pick-and-roll actions.
Serious mobility, though. I think a gorilla.
I do
has
think
great
they are
mobility.
Underestimating the
quickness.
The, yes,
aspect,
the ability, the size speed ratio of a silverback.
I think he just went for sheer heft.
Yes, he went mass. And I mean, most of these guys are all pretty much considered tough guys.
Do you? Well, and okay, let me ask you this because I do mean this. Is this at all? Now, first of all, it's also true that Giannis and, like, they were roaming the same territory up in the upper Midwest, right? Giannis and Zach Edey. So he's familiar with his work. They probably ran into each other, right? Don't you imagine up there somewhere? Maybe Indiana and Wisconsin aren't that close. But is it a sign of respect? Which is more important? Which is better, making the, you know, all-rookie team or making this team for Giannis's Silverback Gorilla team?
I mean, I think if you're Zach Edey, isn't this probably a better honor?
His first team Silverback.
By Giannis Antetokounmpo.
By Giannis, yeah. Yeah. So I actually do wonder if it's a little bit of a sign of respect. Here's the other question, though. Is it also a sign, I mean, is it just literally he's tall? But if he's tall, he could pick Wemby. Right? If just
no, I think
guy.
We've talked about it. I do think Zach's got a little
toughness, yeah. Dog in him. I think that's the. I think that's the little is the secret message here is that there's a little is that people are perceiving, and I think correctly that there's a little dog in Zach Edey. And you know we were questioning, you know, when the season ended, Zach Kleiman was trying to name the guys who have dog in them, and you're reaching for Cam Spencer. But I think there's some promise there with Zach Edey, so I wanted to call attention
yes.
To that. Before we get to Chris here, the other thing that I hate, it's funny, I was texting John about this, and he said, I avoid the entire conversation. And the conversation is the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and the fan base conversation.
Yeah.
Right? And we saw all this last year, right? The sort of what's dirty, what's not dirty is, you know, for some reason race gets hauled into this, whatever else. And so, sure enough, we had the Fever crushed them, won the game convincingly. Caitlin Clark fouls Angel Reese. Does get called a flagrant. It gets upgraded to a flagrant. But I'll be honest. I just thought it was a simple pick foul.
Yeah, like I was.
Any problem with that foul?
No, I thought it was a common foul.
Just a total, like, Angel Reese gets the ball, and what does Caitlin Clark do? She does what you do, is you don't want to give her the free bucket, so you just don't let her get the shot off. It wasn't. There was nothing, as she said, there was literally nothing malicious about it at all. And honestly, like, if you want to, like, basketball is a physical game. Literally 2 seconds earlier, Angel Reese is pushing someone, is literally pushing a Fever player. Like, whatever. It was just no big deal. And that's the problem with this sort of everything now.
Yeah, every time anything happens between these two, it becomes something, even when it's just basketball.
And it becomes A, quote-unquote personal or whatever, but B, worse, it becomes, you know, it becomes black and white. It's just insidious. Like, I am not someone who refuses to see the significance of race in so many things in America today, still, that a lot of people don't want to see. But I just see this like as that's just basketball. You know, that's just basketball. But then, and I wasn't there, so I don't know. So then you have the WNBA comes out and says they are investigating. They have not ruled one way or another whether there were actions by Indiana fans that were hateful, that were racist. And I can't weigh in on that. If so, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if a few people in whatever, like we're, it's America, that will happen. And it will happen certainly in some fan bases more than others. There's no question that's true. That's true in the NBA. There's some fan bases where people tell you it's more of a problem than other fan bases. So I don't want to, I'm just not going to, like, whatever. I don't want to prejudge what their investigation will find. Obviously, if something was said, I hope those folks who did it are identified and, banned from the arena, as they should be. It's just too bad at a time when the WNBA is blowing up the way that it is, that this conversation instantly becomes a part of it. And I don't know how you get away from it. Like, you know, it's just kind of, you know, you wish it could be more like the men's game in this respect, and that people just acknowledge that basketball is basketball, hard fouls are given and taken all the time, and can we get on with it, right? Everything doesn't have to be some larger societal issue.
I don't think they were ready for the phenomenon.
What would have been being ready looked like?
I specifically always go to Tim Finchem when Tiger came out. There was a lot of the old guard that was like, yeah, he hadn't won anything. Let's see how he is out here. And then Finchem pulled everybody in the room and he told, shut up. This guy's about to make us so much money. He's going to make you so much money. Shut up.
It's a little different, though. Here's the trickier part. It's not different. In some ways, it's harder, right? But the person that he's telling to shut up there were all the good old boy white folks, right? And the phenomenon who is bringing the new attention and money and riches to the game was black. Here, you're telling all the black people to shut up.
I acknowledge.
And the darling is white. And she's a blonde or whatever, sort of, like white darling. And so,
Jeff, she's as brunette as you can come.
She's a brunette.
She is pasty brunette.
I'm not good with my hair colors. So the, I don't see color, Jeff.
Oh, of course. You don't see hair color?
It is then trickier because, like, what? You're telling all these black women who've built the game to shut up? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? It becomes a trickier dynamic.
No, I agree with that. That's also what leadership is.
Yeah, if something was said by the Indiana Fever fans, of course they have to come down hard on them, just as they do any fan base and should with any fan base. But it was wild to see it. I mean, I go back to the foul itself was nothing. Like, the foul itself was a nothing burger. The dialogue around the foul is just unfortunate. The whole thing is...
No,
just,
and the problem that I've always had with it, because I'm with John to a certain degree, like, it also, their season largely happens when the calendar starts to slow down, and then everything just becomes just the cottage industry of think pieces.
If you were selling your house, Josh Heisel would be the person to call. Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Just meet with him, which is what I did when we first started talking to him. Like, Gary had talked about him before, and I had certainly heard the name. But until I met him, I didn't know how impressive he was, how impressive his marketing plan was, and then the range of things that he does. I've told you before, the flexible fees, the fact that you can literally, you know, get out of your contract at any moment, like whatever, it's fine. He said, you're not happy? Fine. He wants you to be happy. He will sell your house. But among other things, Josh Issa and the team at Keller Williams Realty will make an instant cash offer for your home, not like one of these robocalls where they're trying to get you to sell your house for half price, full price market. A half offer, I mean, offer for full price offer for your home. He'll come out to your house, look around, say, okay, this is what we believe the full price of your home, how much it's worth. And then you get 4 months to pay. So you don't have to, 4 months to move. So you don't have to actually, you know, you don't have to be pouring $20,000 in to fix it up, or you don't have to be keeping it immaculate, pristine for random you know, visits that pop up by potential buyers. Go ahead. It's an easy way to do it. It simplifies. It's one of the things that Josh Issa and the team at Keller Williams Realty offer, which is an instant cash offer for your home. Phone number again, 901-461-8147. JoshHasTheBuyers.com. I'm careening my way towards Memphis, so Jeffrey's going to talk to Chris. I will join you all on the other side. It is the Jeff Gawkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.